Tired of having teachers snatch your precious iPod and mobile phone? Then welcome to iHistory, where the stories of yesterday and the technology of today come together. What kinds of diseases are around these days? I mean, ones that wipe out massive parts of the population. Not too many in Australia. Maybe heart disease, alcohol-induced deaths, or cancer. But these all take a fairly long time to develop. Someone doesn't die from lung cancer a day after smoking their first cigarette. So why do so few people in Australia die from diseases? Because doctors know how diseases spread, and we have the money to prevent them through vaccinations or education. But disease was a huge problem in the Middle Ages. They could kill thousands of people extremely quickly. Why? First, back then, they had no knowledge of germs and how they spread. Secondly, the cities were tremendously filthy compared to ours. They had a very basic sewage system. You went to the toilet, and then it was emptied into the street. They had no refrigeration, because electricity hadn't been harnessed yet, so food would often go off. They didn't wash very often, because water was not piped to their houses. Their houses were very close together. These dirty and crowded conditions are ripe for diseases to spread. One example of a Middle Ages disease was the Black Death, or bubonic plague. It swept through whole cities and countries, leaving a path of death in its wake. People fled these cities in a desperate attempt to escape the plague. The effects on the body of the Black Death were horrible. Listen to how Boccaccio, a person living at the time, described it. In men and women alike, it first betrayed itself by the emergence of certain tumours in the groin or the armpits, some of which grew as large as a common apple, others as an egg. From the two said parts of the body, these deadly tumours soon began to propagate and spread themselves in all directions, indifferently. After which, the form of the malady began to change, black spots making their appearance in many cases on the arm or the thigh or elsewhere. Sounds pretty horrible. So how did the plague actually get into people's bodies? It wasn't through breathing it in, though some people thought so. So doctors wore beaks with sweet-smelling liquid in it to protect themselves. It wasn't through people disobeying God, although some people did think that, and so people asked priests to pray for them. And it wasn't through rats, well, they were part of the problem. It was actually a flea that travelled on the rats that caused the trouble. The fleas carried in their blood a bacteria called Yersinia pestis, which they transferred to animals and humans by biting them. What were some of the methods used to cure it? Some of these methods make some sense, some make no sense at all. There was the method of piercing the buboes, which were the large tumours that swelled up on people's bodies. That makes sense. Then there was the slightly odd method of washing in vinegar and rose water. Or you could try crushing up the roasted shells of newly laid eggs, dissolving them in a syrup and drinking it. Or if you're extremely desperate, try placing a live hen next to the swelling to draw out the disease from the body. And just to speed up the process, drink a glass of your own urine twice a day. The plagues of the Middle Ages only really started to die down when doctors and scientists began to realise how they were passed on. But if you think about it, we have plagues these days too. AIDS, Ebola, bird flu. All these have the potential to kill huge numbers of the human race if we're not careful. You've been listening to an iHistory podcast. For more information, go to ihistory.wordpress.com.